Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In this episode, we're going to talk about how Goddess teaches us to flow with life. Have you ever felt like you're just overwhelmed and pressed upon by society or life? And at this time, maybe you just feel like life is not going your way. When we look at the gods, they can teach us to have a different perspective. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, let go of your idea of sacrifice. Recently, I was reading The Charge of the Goddess, as written by Doreen Valiente, in The Voice of the Goddess. An excerpt of it is, I am the gracious goddess, who gives the gift of joy unto the heart. Later in the paragraph, she says, nor do I demand sacrifice, for behold, I am the mother of all living, and my love is poured out upon the earth. So in this excerpt from The Charge of the Goddess, we find out that the goddess does not demand sacrifice. She is all loving and all giving. So when we look at our daily lives, we may feel that we sacrifice a lot of our time to other people and things. But Goddess's perspective is different. That leads us to the second insight. Acknowledge your preferences and be careful of your demands. So what's the difference between a demand and a preference? What would you like your day to be about? I have a family member that he wants progress for the day. Sometimes it seems like he's demanding it, but he needs to let go and go with the flow. The surprising thing is, if he doesn't push hard and he doesn't demand that people respond in a certain way, he gets surprised at how well things flow. So specifically, we can hold preferences. For example, I would prefer to get this project done today, but I'll go with the flow, and if it gets done tomorrow, then that's just as well. So I'm not demanding that it must be done today. It's interesting that life creates the opportunity to shift and be more flexible. And now our third insight. Ask the goddess how to shift from demands to preferences. One way you can do this is to meditate and ask the goddess for her guidance in looking at certain situations and finding out more. A great exercise is to write on a piece of paper 2 columns. The first one is demands. The second one is preferences. On the demand side, you can say something like, I want to get this project done today. And then on the other side, you can answer in the preferences section, I'm okay with getting it done tomorrow. And continue going back and forth on different parts of your day or different situations in your life and see how you change it from a demand to a preference. This is especially important in personal relationships. If you have a romantic couple, don't demand that your partner acts in a certain way. They're an individual. You may have wants as to how you want them to react, but don't have demands, have preferences. Here's an example. You can say something like, would you consider arriving 10 minutes before dinner? So your partner is free to consider honoring your preference, or they may have other priorities. If we're upset with our partner, it's time to connect with the gods and ask Goddess and God for their divine guidance. Much of life we can have preferences. There may be a couple of demands that are necessary. For example, being careful about people's safety. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, let go of your idea of sacrifice. The second insight was, acknowledge your preferences and be careful of your demands. And the third insight, ask the goddess how to shift from demands to preferences. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.